Realtors.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, everyone. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Oh, what a week it's been, and there's still more left to talk about. And that includes the president addressing the nation over getting America back to work to the tune of $400 billion. Mitch McConnell, senator from Kentucky, had a few things to say. He is going to attend the speech because it's a speech in front of the joint session of Congress. There are some Republicans who are not going to attend. He'll be there, and he says he's going to listen politely, but I don't think he's going to agree with most of what we believe the president will say. Here's McConnell.
We'll listen politely to what he has to say and take a look at it, but our view is we need to go in an entirely different direction. The single most oft-repeated problem was overregulation. Too many new regulations, too many new regulators. We'd be in the middle of a boom right now.
And ultimately the question is, McConnell saying we're going in the wrong direction. Ultimately the question everyone will ask is this: will it work? Will this proposed stimulus, even though Nancy Pelosi doesn't want anyone to use the word stimulus, will it work? And we're talking about $300 billion in spending and tax cuts, I'll say it again, to get things back on track. Economists say the package won't be enough to change the direction we're headed in ultimately anyway. So the president believes it can, and he's going to plead his case to you and me, the American public, thinking and saying that it's going to add more GDP growth in 2012, maybe 1 to 2%. And then, of course, in the proposal of this plan, $120 billion would be spent to extend the payroll tax cut, and which would theoretically boost the size of your paycheck by a few dollars. $50 billion would be spent on unemployment insurance, and I'm sure there's some other kickers in there, too. We'll be dissecting that. I'm certain of it on our next show heading into the weekend. Of course, the 10th anniversary of 9/11 as well, that is coming up on Sunday. We'll be doing a live show then. I was in New York, working in New York when all of that happened, and I definitely have thoughts about what 10 years ago was like, but so do many others, and we'll be talking to them here on America Tonight. Coming up in another 10 minutes or so, though, we have our very first Nail the Score. Hopefully a lot of you got the word and will participate. If not, it makes it easier for the few that do. I'm talking to all you boys in Kentucky. 800-259-5791. Keep the number handy, and we'll take calls as they come in. Or you can shoot me an email once the game is chosen. Our computer picks randomly the game of the week, first week of the NFL. Once that happens, you can certainly send me an email with your numerical guess. That's all you have to do. Pick a team, any team, and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Katie.
Hey.
I put my headphones down in advance. Okay, this beautiful young nurse entered this very wealthy private room where this patient was wearing an oxygen mask. She noticed he's a very good-looking young man, and so she went over to take his pulse, and as she was doing so, he opened his eyes, looked at her, and said, "Are my testicles black?" she thought. And so she looked at his feet, checked him all out and everything, covered him back up, said, "No, honey, you look just fine." He took the oxygen mask from his mouth, said, "Would you come closer?" She did. He said, "Now listen to me very carefully. Are my test results back?"
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Are my test results back? I love it. That was funny. You get a 10 on that one, Dan. I had no idea where you were headed with that. Whew, we started to lose you. I think they're taping your conversations with us. That's why we're getting all that static. Remember that old song, that Steely Steely Dan song, no Static FM. We're getting Static. Dan, we got to let you slide on that one because I can't hear anything after that, but you did get your joke out. Get it? Test back, everybody. Did everybody catch that line? I hope it wasn't lost in the electricity in the air, let's say. A couple of other quick things, because so many of you are concerned about what's happening with the fires in Texas. 700 to 1,000 houses now gone. The fires are kind of cropping up all over the place. Arson suspects are being sought at this point. Teenagers, sadly, two boys, two girls in some of the fires. Remember, they're kind of spread out. The biggest ones are just outside of Austin, Texas. It's terrible. People kicking and screaming. Some of them have had to be dragged away, and they come back, and their house is just nothing but ash. And Texas, at this point, with the severe drought, is like a tinderbox. So anything that could possibly ignite a fire, think about it. Somebody even just accidentally flicking a cigarette in the wrong direction, or having a fire that they didn't completely put out, could have this cropping up in other places too. A lot of firemen are coming in from other parts of the country. They're dumping everything they can on it, using the copters a lot with the retardant. They're throwing that down and the water, everything they can do. And hopefully they'll be able to get a better handle on it. But billions of dollars have been lost, lots of land. And a lot of people are dazed by now what has happened to their lives. We see this with Mother Nature and some of the things that have happened in the last 6 months. And now it's the people in Texas who are bearing the brunt. Unfortunately, at least one fire, we don't know about the others. Now it's looking like that's arson, and that is just too bad. Awful news here, because you know, I said we were going to go to our nail the score thing. 43 people died. A hockey team's jet crashed. And the NHL actually said, the National Hockey League said, they are feeling that loss. I happened to be flipping around and I saw some players who were interviewed. And boy, that wreckage was a terrible sight too. There were dozens that were killed in this. And it was a Russian plane that was carrying some future stars on board. They say 35 bodies have been recovered from the crash site so far, and they were recovered from the Volga River. The plane crashed on its banks near the airport, and this is coming out of Moscow, a Yak-42 aircraft, and they were taking the players for one of Russia's biggest hockey teams to Minsk. And when the accident happened, 11 of the people on the plane were foreigners too. They weren't Russians. You'd have to think that some of them had ties to the NHL, and certainly some of the players were, like Pavel Dimitria, who was a former Minnesota Wild and Vancouver Canucks center. He was on the plane. There was another star back in the day with the New York Islanders who was on the plane too, and there were a couple of other former NHL hockey players. I mean, there's like five or six of them in all. Ruslan Soley, who used to play for the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, he had had a good run with the Ducks and the Colorado Avalanche and the Red Wings. So it's a catastrophic loss to the hockey world. Coming up, we're talking NFL for fun. Nail the score. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. Finally, the NFL is here. Week one. 17 weeks of Nail the Score coming your way. We do it for three segments on Thursday, normally, in our third hour. However, because there is a Thursday night kickoff game, I thought it'd be fun to start it just a day early. And we'll see how many of you are awake, alive, kicking, and want to take a crack at Nail the Score. Here's my disclaimer about this game. It doesn't matter if you know anything about football, about the NFL. It's like picking lottery numbers, random numbers. And who knows? It's just not that easy to do. You would think that there are certain numbers that would pop up, but often the numbers that you think would pop up, shockingly, do not. So what I'm saying is there are no wrong guesses. Ultimately, when we pick, the computer picks the game of the week, all you have to do is come up with a numerical guess. Trust me. You know, sometimes I am right on the money, and sometimes I am so far off course, even I can't believe it. So, having said that, for the first time, and I know the computer didn't think it was going to have to work this year. Let's see. Let's let the computer roll. Matt Donovan, he's a keeper. I'm telling you, he has this computer working and ready. All right, so the computer has chosen, and would you believe, of all games, what did the computer pick? Yep. Sunday night game in New York, the Jets versus the Dallas Cowboys. And, boy, I think this is a layup as far as what team to pick. It'd be a miracle if the Cowboys were to win this one. I think you have to go with the Jets here. At least I'm going with the Jets anyway. And part of the reason why is because you've had a lot of Cowboys that have been injured, and you've had, now you have an offensive line that's new. Some of them have only played for a couple of games ever in the NFL, right? For example, their first-round pick, Tyrone T-Man Scott. I was trying to think of his nickname. Tyrone Smith is the right tackle. And he had a hyperextended knee in practice the other day, and he's had problems already. So you've got a couple of rookies that are starting, and it's, I think that's going to be tough against the Jets. I think that's pretty shaky. I think the Jets may end up having a field day, in fact, with the Dallas Cowboys. But regardless, either way, I think that that the Jets win it. And I think the Ryan brothers might have a little ribbing before the contest because, of course, Bob Ryan is the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. His brother, Rex Ryan, the coach of the New York Jets. It's also the 10th anniversary of 9/11, which if you, I mean, you throw in the emotional side of that, but I don't think that matters for the Jets. I think just flat out the Jets are stronger on all sides of this ball. Other than I love, you know, DeMarcus Ware is, he gets in your face and look out. I mean, seriously, he strikes quickly. He throws every block you can possibly imagine at people, and he's worth every penny they pay him, frankly, for the on the Cowboys' side of the defense. But that being said, I say the Jets win it, and I say the final score is going to be the Jets 27-17 over the Cowboys. Let's see who's going to get the first crack at this. 800-259-5791. I know we're all a little rusty, aren't we? 800-259-5791. All right, Dan in Texas, who has the swamp phone, joins us now. Dan, are you going to pick the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, I am.
What's the score?
27-24 over the Jets.
All right, so Cowboys 27-24.
Yes, and the only way Obama beats anybody on the Republican side is if the candidate's name is Drum.
Ba-dum-bump. All right, bye. We'll see. We've got all of your taped little things, that your little shots at Obama, and we're going to put them together in a piece and play them back for you. John in Kentucky, hello.
I like the Jets. 24-17.
Yeah, I think the Jets, my man, I agree. I don't see, and see, you and I both have the 17 for the Cowboys. I think they'll be lucky to get 17. You know, they still got some people that can score and have great hands for the Cowboys, but I think the Jets' defense steps up, and I agree with you. I think the Jets win it. You are locked and loaded, John, for the first one of the season.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Thanks, so I appreciate your phone call. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Rick, who's also listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. You sound sleepy. Are you sleepy?
Well, we just got off work.
Oh, I understand. That's perfect timing for this game, then. Who do you like, New York or Dallas?
Oh, we're going to have to go New York 31-10.
Ooh, that's a real drubbing on the road.
Yeah, I believe that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, so you're thinking that Mark Sanchez just has a great day. He just shreds their defense. The Jets quarterback, yeah.
He'll have a great day in Dallas because they're just going to have a horrible day.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're going to have a horrible day, too. I had them scoring a few more points than you, but I agree. So you own that score, Rick. Get some sleep. Thanks for the call. Then let's move to the East Coast. Stan in Connecticut. Hey, Stan.
Hello.
What do you think, Stan? Who do you like? You like the Jets?
Definitely Jets.
And what do you think the final score is going to be?
It's going to be 27-21.
27-21. Yeah. That's a good score, Stan. You might end up being our winner. You could clear out the prize. I can barely say it. The prize closet. Thanks, Stan. By the way, and of course, Donovan will tell me, you cannot give these books away. But my book called Level the Playing Field, somebody will get that. Somebody who wins, that'll just be thrown in the prize pack. How about that? And it's called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or Really Fun Sports Facts. How about it? Just came out 2 weeks ago. You can get it on Amazon.com for less than $10. It's got great stuff in it. A lot of NFL stuff and a lot of stories I share from sports things that happen along the way to me. 800-259-5791. The computer chose of all games, the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Jets. It's a Sunday night game. I love those Sunday night games, though, I have to say. It's, to me, it's the best. I love it. I just chill, watch it, and then boom, here we go. We jump on the air. So, I've picked the Jets, and so far almost everyone has except for Dan, who is blinded by the fact that he's in Texas and he's picking the Cowboys. So we'll see what a few of you, the rest of you, have to say, including Rick in Illinois, who's back again. Hey, Rick in Illinois, are you going to try to take over that spot as Bachman's campaign advisor?
No.
No.
I'm going to the referee.
The referee.
On each other.
You just want to see a girl fight. I know how you are. Well, this isn't about girls fighting. It's about the Cowboys and the Jets. Who do you think wins that battle?
I got Jets 21, Cowboys 17.
No one has 21-17. Yeah, you have it. 21-17. All right, so that's pretty close. You're thinking just one field goal separates those two. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. You own that score then. We'll see. Thank you for the call. Boy, there were some other games that would have been... It would have been interesting to see, I think, if the game had been New Orleans and Green Bay, although, you know, coming off of the Super Bowl win, they're hosting it. I like the Saints, I do. I think that game is going to be close. I have a weekly pool that I'm in. I picked Green Bay to win that one, and it's without any points. It's just straight up. And I think they will do it, but I think that's going to be a edge-of-your-seat game. The opener's going to be edge-of-your-seat, which makes it even that much harder for the president to get any headlines for his jobs deal. All right, you know the numbers. I'm going to say them again, though. 800-259-5791. Here's the digits, 800-259-5791. Or, don't forget, I realize some of you can't get to the phone or you're in the middle of a job. You're on the third shift getting off or whatever, and you don't want to call. So shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and bada bing, you're in. Just give me your guess.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Yeah,
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want it to this Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Nail the score. You just have to give us a numerical guess. That's it. No pressure to analyze the game like they do all day long on ESPN. I think there's 1,000 shows now. There is. I mean, I know I'm a sports junkie. I'll watch it just like with news, but it's bad when you see the same thing, the loop repeated. Then you are watching too much tube, period. 800-259-5791. The computer chose the Cowboys and the Jets as the first game out of the chute. It's Sunday night. By the way, the Cowboys are the NFL's most valuable franchise. I know you're not shocked by that. You know what they're valued at? $1.85 billion. Forbes does an annual survey of teams of the highest worth of any U.S. sports teams. So how about that? The Cowboys, $1.85 billion. The Yankees, by the way, $1.7 billion. But NFL-wise, the next behind the Cowboys, the closest to the Cowboys, the Washington Redskins, $1.55 billion. Oh, there's a billion reasons why Daniel Snyder, who has messed up that team, could cry because he never seems to get it right. He needs to step away from putting his hands in the pie. He has too much to say about what the players are doing. All right, so back to the game at hand. Who do you like, the Jets or the Cowboys? Dale in Illinois gets the pleasure this time around. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate.
What do you think?
Well, you always start out with those Kentuckians ragging out my Cowboys. Gosh. And you have to disclaim, too, what a computer is, you know. Mr. Kate holding the dartboard, wearing a camouflage pith helmet, isn't going to get it.
Are you kidding? He has nothing to do with this, but go ahead.
Okay, 34-30,
Cowboys. 34-30,
Cowboys.
Are you, Are you smoking that same joint that Obama smoked when he was in college? Are you kidding me?
Do they smell kind of funny?
Yes, oh. Cowboys, 35-30.
Well, that must be what it is.
35-30. All right, so you're locked and loaded.
34-30.
You're locked and loaded. I got it right. 34-30. Dale, thank you. Dr. E in Kentucky. Boy, after Dale was just ragging on Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Yes, Kay. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How have you been since the last time we've talked?
I have been well, thank you. How about you? You sound good.
Oh, I am. I'm cruising back home again.
Are you still in that car that has 300,000 miles on it?
Yeah, it's got 331,000 on it now.
I love that. I'm like you, Dr. E. I just want to drive a car till the wheels fall off because I don't want to have a car payment. So I agree.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
I agree. What do you think? Who do you like, the Cowboys or you like the Jets?
Oh, I hate the Cowboys, so I'm going to have to go with the Jets.
Okay, Jets, and what's the score?
Since it's the first game, I believe it's going to be a little bit lower scoring. Let's go 17-10, Jets.
17-10, Jets. Wow. I mean, that could happen. You're right. Sometimes it's like stage fright, and the score just doesn't go up. Yeah, it's strange, but there were a lot of games last year that barely went into double digits, so you might be on to something. Who knows? You could be our first winner. Thanks, Dr. E.
Thank you, ma'am.
I love that. Over 300,000 miles on that car. Mm. Charlie, also in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
Kate, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, buddy?
Love your show. Listen to you when I work at night. Love listening to you on my way home.
Thanks, Charlie.
Great voice.
Thanks. I appreciate it. What do you think?
21-14 Cowboys.
21. Oh, are you a Cowboy fan or now you're just picking the Cowboys?
I'm a diehard Cowboy fan.
Oh, diehard Cowboy fan.
Yes. Diehard Cowboy fan and diehard Louisville Cardinal fan.
Oh, Louisville. I like Louisville. I would have to agree with you there. That's a good choice. All right, Cowboy fan, you are locked and loaded, Charlie, as well. We've got your score down. Thank you. And thanks for listening, too, by the way. Let's see what Joe in Kentucky has to say. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Kay, how you doing?
Do you know Charlie?
Yeah, I know Charlie. I think he's a bad loser.
A bad loser. I love it.
I'm gonna go with Jets 35-13.
35-13. All right, we got you. I love that. 35-13, so you're just going to cream the Cowboys.
Right.
All right, there's some trash talking that could be had the next day or two. I love it. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Let me throw in a couple of guesses, too, that I've gotten through the miracle of the Internet. At one time, it was a miracle, wasn't it? All right, so let's see. Jets beating Dallas 45-24. That's Jack Alexander. He is a randy Australian. What is he thinking? All right, so we move from Jack to Peter, who says Cowboys win this, Kate, hands down, 28-7. Whew, 28-7. I don't think so. Stranger things have happened, but doubtful. Adam in Kentucky, hello. Hey, Adam, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Adam. What do you think?
I'm going to go with the Jets 24-17.
Wait, let me make sure. 24. Oh, no, John in Kentucky has that, so you have to alter that a little bit.
Oh, 24-14.
24. Does anyone else have that? 24-14. You got it. Jets, 24-14. I like it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I've been listening to your show for the last 3 weeks now. I'm brand new.
Uh-huh.
And whatever happened with the Constitution that the federal government's responsible for providing for the mail service, protecting the borders, and providing for common defense?
Where
mail is actually a part of the Constitution.
Oh, that's a whole show. Hey, I'm with you on the whole mail thing, too, by the way. I think I talked about that, and it's brutal. I don't know if that's the business you work in, but it's going downhill fast. All right, 800-259-5791. We could just do a show on what's going on, what you think constitutional protections should be afforded, what's just been thrown aside. You know, I don't want to veer off into this because we're doing Nail the Score, but just briefly, I grew up in Philly, and the very first ever post office is in Philadelphia, Ben Franklin. He was what? The first postmaster general. He is turning over in his grave a couple of times over, I'm sure, over everything that's happened this past year. How about Chuck in Kentucky? Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Hey. Who do you like, Chuck?
Oh, Cat fan. That guy from Louisville is a Louisville fan. That's a little brother to us UK Wildcat fans.
Yeah.
But how about the Jets 42, the Cowboys 16?
42-16. I like it. I love that. There is like a little ribbing that goes back and forth when you talk about Louisville versus, of course, the Kentucky Wildcats. But you know what? The Kentucky Wildcats, they've been crowned many, many times, so I'm sure there's a lot to crow about there, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a fun banner back and forth amongst each other, but it's mainly Louisville versus the state of Kentucky, you know. That's the saying of it. Everybody gets a good laugh out of it every now and then.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. Thanks for the call. I used to work with a guy from Louisville, great guy, Dave Markham his name was, and he was on radio there for a long time, and he was always the man who defended Louisville hoops, and he just would try to convince anybody he could on the air why they should pull for his team, why they shouldn't root for the favorite, and it would be quite comical, let's just say. 800-259-5791. There were other games that could have gone down, could have been chosen, in other words, this first time around. It's interesting that Dallas was picked. As I said, I'm in a football pool where you just pick straight across. And for the first game, I picked Green Bay going up against New Orleans. That was rough because I kind of think the Saints are going to have a good showing there, even though it's on the road and all that other stuff. In Dallas and New York, I picked the obvious, the Jets, and I picked the Jets for this thing, too. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Colts and the fact that Peyton Manning, for the first time, is not going to suit up for the game. So, does everybody know who the backup is to Peyton Manning? If you were thinking Kerry Collins, you would be right. Kerry Collins steps in, and I wonder, because you figure anyway, for Indianapolis, they're taking on Houston. Houston is much improved, at least on paper anyway, right? I picked Houston to win that game, and I wasn't quite completely convinced because, you know, maybe with Collins, certainly in his career he's had the reps, but not of late he hasn't had them, and that's why he's had to really, you know, beef up his workouts and whatnot, because he's officially stepped into that spot, although I think they knew for a while it wasn't looking great for Peyton Manning. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear what Kerry Collins had to say. Plus, if you want to throw in your two cents on Nail the Score, you can do that. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on the email or call us at 800-259-5791. Back in a flash.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
SoupyandSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best portable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black cop said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
All right, you have 10 minutes to jump on the horn and throw out a guess for the very first of the season, nail the score. The computer randomly chose the Dallas Cowboys on the road in New York taking on the Jets. So here's the number, 800-259-5791. Or hit us up through the email, americatonight.net, and the click on the email and send us whatever your numerical guess is. And who knows, maybe someone will nail the score this time around. Boy, it's interesting, some of the guesses that we've had already. I started off with 27-17, and then we had a couple in Jets, by the way. Then we had a couple Jet guesses that were pretty high, like Jack Jets winning 45-24. Dale in Illinois thinks it's going to be a close game, but thinks the Cowboys win it 34-30. And Rick in Kentucky likes New York 31-10. It's going to be a long day for Jerry Jones on the road in New York if Tony Romo and the offense can't put up any points for the team that is valued at the highest dollar amount in the NFL. NFL. That's that whole perception is reality, America's team. Whether the Cowboys are really America's team or not, it doesn't matter. They have that awesome branding. And truly, there are Cowboy fans, as you can see from the calls that we've gotten, who aren't in Texas. They're all over the place. I used to travel with the Cowboys, and I don't know why, but why I was stunned by this, but my very first trip, we went to Philadelphia. And the station where I was, the radio station where I was doing a talk show, they said, hey, you're from Philly. Why don't you go back? You could see your family, and you'll be on the Cowboy charter. How easy is that? And I didn't know much about it, and I went back, and sure enough, I think I've probably told the story, my family met me at the hotel where they were dropping everyone, and it was crazy. I mean, it was like traveling with the Rolling Stones, only they were bigger, much bigger, as far as size, and they had fans in the lobby in Philadelphia. I couldn't believe it. Could there be a more heated rivalry? I mean, Philly fans, I hate the Cowboys traditionally, but it just goes to show you, that's, like I said, there's something to the branding, and Tech Schramm came up with the America's Team thing, and that really stuck and has paid off still these many, many years later. All right, so one of the games is Indianapolis at Houston. I just mentioned that, and the fact that Peyton Manning, for the first time ever in his career, is not starting in the opener. That's a, you know, you think of records, that's a pretty big record that falls. Kerry Collins has to fill his shoes. Here's what he said about getting ready.
Putting the work in, getting ready to play. I mean, that's I know how to do that. I mean, I've done that for a long time, so just lean on all those skills and experience that I have doing that and try to apply it this week.
It makes sense, right? What is he going to say? At least he gave you a little depth there. Hey, you know, I've taken all the skills, all the things I know, but it's learning the patterns. Any of you who have played football know that. You know, it's the playbook. It's knowing the plays and not looking for certain routes or patterns and then somebody blows the coverage, whatever. And you look at, you know, that was the other thing. I had a chance to look at a couple of playbooks and looking at it is, whew, that's the craziest thing. I mean, I can't believe how many plays some coordinators throw out there, a.k.a. coaches, how many plays that they've got to memorize. And you know what? Some guys honestly are good at that, and some just aren't as good. Doesn't matter that you have somebody in your ear. Doesn't matter that you're calling the play before you get out there. You always see these busted routes, and that's the thing that you never know behind the scenes. So we'll see if Kerry Collins can catch up to that, if it works out for him or not. That's an early kick. It's a 1 o'clock Eastern kick in that game. If you're going to sit and you're a fantasy football player, or you just hang out and you like to watch the games, that'll be one of your earlier games. But of course, as I said, the first one is the Saints and the Green Bay Packers. I already told you what I picked there. Somebody asked me to go through all my picks, so I'll just breeze through them so you know. Cleveland and Cincinnati, is there any doubt who I'm picking here? Cleveland. Tampa Bay and Detroit, this is a little tougher. I went with the Bucks on that one, and of course they have home field advantage. Kansas City and Buffalo, another home field for me. I took the Chiefs. I'm iffy on the whole Chiefs situation. Last year they did much better. Of course, the year before was terrible. But Buffalo seems worse to me. So Kansas City, I went with there. Atlanta and Chicago, sometimes you got to pick against the grain. Sometimes you got to go with the flow. So I picked Atlanta. That's kind of going with the flow there. This is another go with the flow pick. Philadelphia and St. Louis. Really? Michael Vick, the huge contract he just signed, do you think they're going to lose to St. Louis? I'm saying no. Of course, I may have blinders on there. So I went with the Eagles in that game. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. I chose Baltimore, although a lot of people would disagree with me and they would have picked for sure Pittsburgh, even though it is in Baltimore. Like I said, sometimes you got to go against the grain. You already know my pick, I think, for the Colts and Houston. I picked Houston in that one. Tennessee and Jacksonville, I picked Tennessee. Carolina takes on Arizona on the road. I picked Arizona in that one. Seattle and San Francisco, that's a you pick 'em. I went with San Francisco. Also, you already know about the Jets and or the Giants rather, and takes on Washington. So I went with the Giants in that game. I think that was the no-brainer too. Minnesota and San Diego. Donovan McNabb now is the quarterback for the Vikings on the road against San Diego, which I think San Diego is going to be a really good team this year. I absolutely had to go with San Diego. The New England Patriots in Miami, who do you think I went with on that one? New England. And then Oakland and Denver I picked. That's the Monday night game. I picked Denver there. You know, you have to give totals on the Monday night game. I'm not sure what the totals are going to be there. I said that it would probably be, I said overall it would probably be 58. Steve Budin is coming on our show. On our next show, he'll throw in his two cents about what's happening in the NFL and kind of dissect it for you. Because as much as I know so many of us are political animals, we also have the softer side when it comes to the NFL. So I know a lot of you will be checking out the NFL, too. And what a opening week. I honestly thought that the NFL was going to start late. I honestly thought that we were probably going to go two or three games into the season, lose two or three games, and then have it start up. So the good news is that the NFL is back this year. It's good because we love Nail the Score. It's a fun way to divert our attention in a different direction when we're not screaming about everything else that's happening. But next week we'll do it on Thursday in our third hour, so I don't confuse everybody. Thursday in our third hour, and that pretty much is our normal time, unless you bump up against Thanksgiving or some holidays, but we'll tell you way in advance. I hope we have a bunch of winners this time around. That would be really fun to see, and it certainly could happen. I mean, you know, we could have weekly winners. It's like when they hold these poker tournaments, and somebody's going to ultimately win, right? But you have this new thing that's gone on where you get dealt an unfair hand. Have you heard about this? And I want to be part of one of these games just to see what it's like. You have, like, the best hand, the most amazing hand you can imagine, and you get a bad beat is really what it's called. So if you're on the table where someone gets the bad beat, everybody gets a chunk of the pot. And sometimes they just have a number out there, like it's $30,000 or something, when they're doing big tournaments in Vegas or Atlantic City, even they have it too. So it's the bad beat thing. What a new twist on, like, Texas Hold'em. Wouldn't you love to be at the table? Oh, somebody at the table gets a bad beat and you get a chunk of that money. That is like found money, isn't it? That is like winning the lottery. All right, good luck to everybody. Thanks for all the calls and all the people who sent emails. I know other people sent emails. Don't worry, I'll get your scores. We've got them recorded. And good luck.